This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Haroya Makom Shenasabai Nisim LiYisrael Oimer Baruch She'osa Nisim Lavaseinu B'Makom Azeh. If a person sees a place where miracles were performed for Bnei Yisrael, he recites the bracha, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who perform miracles for our forefathers in this place." Makom Shenekra Mimenu Avodah Zarah. Oimer Baruch She'okar Avodah Zarah Me'artzeinu. If he sees a place where idolatry was uprooted, he recites the bracha, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who uprooted idolatry from our land." That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Al Hazikin V'Al Hazavos V'Al Habrokin V'Al Haramim V'Al Haruchos Oimer Baruch Shekoichoi Molei Oilam. Zikin are shooting stars. Zavos are earthquakes. Brokim are lightning. Ramim is thunder. Ruchais are powerful winds. On all these things, one recites, "Blessed are you, Hashem, whose strength and might fills the world." Al ha-horim, v'al ha-givois, v'al ha-yamim, v'al ha-nahoris, v'al ha-midbaris, omer, baruch oisim ma'asabereshis. Over mountains, Horim are mountains. Over hills, Gevois are hills. Oceans, which is Yamin. Nahiris, rivers. Midbaris, deserts. All of them one recites, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who made the works of creations." Eisem Asibrashis. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Haraya Es Hayam HaGodol Oimer, Baruch She'osa Es Yam HaGodol, Bizman Shiraya Isai Leprakim. Rabbi Yehuda says that a person who sees the Mediterranean Sea recites, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who made the great sea," provided that he has not seen it in the last 30 days. Ala Geshamim, Viala Besuas Toivais, Omer Baruch Hatoiva Metiv, Viala Shmuas Rois, Omer Baruch Dayin Ho'emes. Over rain and good news, he recites, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who is good and does good." Over bad news, he recites, "Blessed are you, Hashem, the truthful judge." And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Bona Bayis Chodesh, V'kona Kelim Chadoshim, Oimer Baruch Shehechianu. A person who builds a new house or buys new possessions recites Shehechianu. Mevorach al hara me'ein hatoiva v'al hatoiva me'ein hara. One must recite a bracha over bad things by saying the truthful judge bracha Baruch Dayan Emes, even if good will come of it. And over good things, which is Hatoivu Meitiv, which means who is good and does good, even if bad will come of it. Hatsayek L'Sha'avar, Hareze Tfilas Shov. If a person prays over things that have already passed, it is an empty prayer. Keitzad, Haise Ishtay Muberes V'Omar, Yiratzon Shetelet Ishti Zachar, Harezu Tfilas Shov, Hayubo Baderech V'Shama Kol Tzvacha Be'er V'Oma Yiratzen Shlo Yiu Elu B'nei Beisi Harezu Tfilas Shov. For example, if a woman is pregnant and her husband prays that it will be a boy, this is a Tfilas Shov. It's an empty prayer, since what the child will be, boy or girl, is already decided. Another example, if a person was on the road and heard crying coming from the city and he prayed that the crying not be from his own home, it's an empty prayer because the crying already happened. Okay, and that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalid, Hanichnas Lakrach, Mespal Shtayim, Achas B'Knisasai, V'Achas B'Yitziyasai. When a person enters a city, he says two tefillahs, two prayers. One as he enters, that he may enter in peace, and one as he leaves, to give thanks that he left in peace. Ben Azay Omer Arba, Shtayim B'Knisasai, Ushtayim B'Yitziyasai, V'Noisin Hayda, L'Sha'ovar, V'Tzayik, La'asid Lavai. Ben Azay said that there are four tefillahs, four prayers we say when going to a city and leaving a city. Two as he enters, to pray before and give thanks after, and two as he leaves. This is because a person must give thanks for the past and pray daven for the future. That is the end of Mishnah Dalid. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Chayiv Odom Levorach Al Hara, Kishem Shu Mevorach Al Toivo, Shenemar V'Havdes Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levovecha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Me'idecha. When a person recites a bracha over a bad thing, he must have the same wholehearted joy as when he recites a bracha over a good thing. Because it says in the Pasuk, you shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your ma'od. B'chol levavecha b'shnei yitzarecha, b'yetzer tov u'b'yetzer ra. With all your heart means with your yetzer tov and your yetzer hara. U'v'chol nafshecha afil hu noitel es nafshecha. With all your soul means even if he takes your life. U'v'chol ma'idecha b'chol ma'mayincha. With all your ma'oid means with all your wealth. Dover acher b'chol ma'oidecha, b'chol mida u'mida shu ma'idid loch, hevi ma'idid loy b'ma'oid ma'oid. Another explanation of ma'oid is that for every measure, meaning a mida, that Hashem gives you, be very, very ma'oid ma'oid, grateful to Him. Lo yokil odom es reishay keneged shar ha-mizrach, shu mechuvin keneged beis kodshei ha-kodeshim. One must not act lightheadedly when standing before the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, since it is directly across from the Kodesh Kodeshim. Lo yikonis lahar habayis b'ma kloi u'b'manoloi u'b'pimdosoi Uba'ovak sha'al raglov, v'lo yasenu kapandria, urikiko mekal v'choymer. One must not enter the Har HaBayis carrying a walking stick, or wearing shoes, or a money belt, or with dirty feet. One must not use it as a shortcut, and all the more so one must not spit there. Kol chosmei brachos shehaya b'migdash haya omrim min ha'olam. All the brachos that were recited in the Beis HaMikdash ended with the phrase Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusoy le'olam ve'ed, blessed is Hashem from the world, min ha'olam. Mishakilku haminim v'amu ein olam ele echod hiskinu sheye Hiu Oimrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. When the heretics, the Apikorsim, started spreading their heresy, their Apikorsis, that there's no world to come, the Chachomim changed the wording in the Beis HaMikdash to blessed is Hashem from world to world, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, to mention this world and the next world. V'hiskinu Shehei Adam Shoyel es Shloim Chaveru Bashem, Shenemar Vihine Bayez Ba Mebeis Lechem, Vayomu Lakoitim Hashem Imochem, Vayomu Loi Yivarechecho Hashem. The Chachamim also enacted that people should greet one another using Hashem's name, as is written that when Boaz came from Beis Lechem and said to the harvesters, "May Hashem be with you," and they answered, "May Hashem bless you," using Hashem's name. Va'omer Hashem imcha gibor hachayil. It is also written, "May Hashem be with you, mighty warrior." So we see using Hashem's name. Va'omer al tovuz ki zokno imecha. It means, "Do not mock, make fun of your elderly mother," which is referring to the elders of the nation. One should not think that Boaz acted inappropriately. Va'omar eis lasus l'Hashem heiferu terasecha. There is a time to do for Hashem against those who would undo your Torah. Rabbi Nosson Omer heiferu terasecha eis lasus l'Hashem. Rabbi Nosson said, "Undo the Torah," meaning sometimes we must undo the Torah when the time comes for Hashem, meaning for the sake of Shemayim, of heaven, such as in the case above where they allowed using Hashem's name to greet people, even though this seems as if it should be usher. And that is the end of Mishneh Hay, end of the Masechta, Hadron Aloch, Masechtas Brachas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.